The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 560. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Brian Manjoma.
What up, what up?
All right, guys, we're back with another one. Hopefully some others will join us because I think the biggest news of the year dropped. Like, we need everybody hands on deck. Adam, where you at? You know, Hugo's brother's coming, you know, Fernando and shit, as I'm going to call him.
Six times more powerful, yo.
It's crazy. So for years, and I would say at least twice a year, we get asked this specific question. Will there ever be another new contender in the console space? And we generally say not really, or we explain why it'll be tough, right? I think the answer has been in front of us the whole time. It's fucking Valve. So yeah, I mean,
they attempted it before.
Yeah, they have, you but know. Well, even that was more for the PC market with the original Steam machine. But yes, you know, obviously Valve, they announced three new products. The main one we're going to be talking about is the brand new Steam machine, which, unlike before, it is just made by Valve. It isn't made by 50,000 companies. And this is basically a Steam Deck in a cube form put under your TV. Very exciting stuff here. And obviously, as the guys in Discord already know, I knew about this already for a couple of days. Here's the fun thing, though, and this shows you the level of quote-unquote professionalism. I technically was not under embargo myself because it was someone feeding me this information. But I'm like, nope, we adhere to the embargo. Even when the fucking leak started half an hour beforehand, I was like, nope, I'm not saying nothing. You know, people are like, yo, Tony, this is it. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know? But when 1 o'clock hit, that was it. Floodgates, you know? Shout out to Richard, you know?
I mean, the thing about it is, it's like, you know, you don't want to be the source for any of that stuff. You don't want, especially, you know, with the job that you have, it's like, you don't want to, you know, endanger Valve or anybody sending you these things to review.
Yeah. So you know, we posted our stuff like always. And yeah, I'm going to give my thoughts on it because I may say something that's good. Actually, I wrote an article about this, which may be controversial to some people.
You controversial?
Yeah. But you know, actually, Manny, I want to start with you because you specifically said that this is a machine you would be interested in. So what do you think of the announcement?
Yeah, I'm interested in it because, well, I mean, it also depends on the price. Mm-hmm. But as far as, you know, I think it's an interesting thing because it's, again, like, I'm the type of person, you know, obviously I'm not the majority here, but I don't want to be in front of this. You know, right here, this computer all the day. I spend here all day working. I want to get away. I want to be in my living room. So to have a nice little, and I was always thinking of putting together a little TV set box, to run like a little bit of media and maybe run some cheap games off of it. So I think this is a cool little thing. And not to mention, you know, we're going to get to the specs later, but
yeah,
it is pretty much a little bit over a PlayStation Pro.
I don't know if you guys saw, because Digital Foundry, Manny, I don't know if you saw their little breakdown, but they said that it sits between an Xbox Series S and a PS5, but closer to the PS5. So not like on the level of like current gen, but pretty close. And, you know, they claim, it's a claim we've heard many, many times from many, many manufacturers. They claim 4K 60, but here's the thing, they always say 4K 60 with FSR. you know, the frame rate thing.
I think, but I mean, like the processor inside of it is actually stronger than a normal PlayStation 4. I mean, PlayStation 5. So it's got a slightly better processor, and it's got the same GPU as the PS5 Pro.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about the VRAM. It's only 8 gigs. I would have been more comfortable with 16.
That's a bit of a stretch on.
Yeah, but you know, go ahead.
If it's like, you know, if it's some people's entry in, you know, or just having, again, like making it the easiest way possible, and it seems like Valve's, you know, front end is pretty damn easy to mess with. So yeah, like why not? You know, the person could just have a nice little TV box just to play some games on, and I think that'll open the door for that sort of setup. But I would say this thing is not for big old PC players.
No,
like you or, you know, Brian.
Well,
like I don't think why, like other than like, you, I mean, especially for you, like you literally have your PC right next to your television, so you don't need to go very far. You just turn on your TV, you know, and you get it to run. Like, but I don't think this is exactly a thing that's for that sort of person. Like looking for those like things that are just going to blow people's minds. I think it's
not for that.
It's just exactly like the Steam Deck. It plays the games to the best of its ability. You know, and it'll probably look fine. You know, if you're using FSR, I think Digital Foundry said they ran Cyberpunk on it.
Yeah, so you saw it in the video too.
It ran Cyberpunk in 1080. So, you know, with the upscale. For me, I don't have a new television, so this silly thing runs exactly the way it should. runs exactly, which would be perfect for my 1080p television. So,
yeah. You know, since you evoked his name. Brian, what are your thoughts on this, man?
I think it's pretty cool. Again, this is what we've said since the first wave of Steam machines, that Valve needs to just get on the dev team and just make their own Steam box. And this is it. Again, I share the exact same sentiment as Manny does. This is just a nice entry point for people who just want to play simple PC games. I don't think this would be like blowing people away, but I don't think that's meant to be the point. It seems to be just, okay, we have an entry machine, you can get started, it plays your Steam games. Chances are if you're interested in this, you probably had a Steam Deck in the past or have dabbled in PC games. So this is like a nice foray more into the space before you decide to say, okay, let's get to 50, 80 or whatever nonsense. Yeah, the specs wise, I haven't really looked too much into them, just because I've, again, as Manny said, this is not really for people like me, so I've not looked into specs. But by the sound of it, they sound good. Hopefully, they'll hold out nicely. With 8 gigs of VRAM, could be concerning.
Yeah,
but yeah, again, I will refer to Digital Foundry for that, because I'm sure that they would have done like some lovely extensive testing when that thing comes out.
Yeah, for sure. By the way, shout out to Mr. TV Terminal himself, Adam Vale. I'll get to you in a second. Adam, I'm pretty sure you know the big news, so I don't have to catch you up. But yeah,
I got your message on MySpace.
That's it. You already know.
You're like, yo, you know what we're talking about. Come on. I'm like, oh, shit. Here we go. Put my BlackBerry down. I'm letting go.
Yeah, so but shout out to the homie Jeffrey Wilson. He says, I rarely undock my Steam Deck. This is precisely what I wanted with more power. And so, you know what? I'll just kind of use that as a jumping off point for me. Yes, Manny, you're right. I do have a giant PC tower that I've been looking to get rid of, to be honest. Like, ever since I moved to this apartment, I'm like, this thing takes up way too much space. It uses up way too much fucking energy. And the only reason I keep it around is to play PC games, right? The Steam Deck, as great as it is, it doesn't play a lot of PC games very well, to my liking at least. So I'm like, if I could get a machine that could run games consistently at 60 frames a second, even if I have to upscale it from like 1440p, and I could get rid of this fucking monster. And my thing isn't even that big, you know, the fucking PC. It's a regular size PC, but in an apartment my size, it's way too much. And with the electricity bill and shit, every time I use it, like to play games, it goes up by like $20, $30 consistently, you know? So that's why I kind of stopped playing PC games. When I get offered PC codes, I'm like, I'll take a console because I don't want to deal with that fucking electricity costs, you know? So I'm like, so if this thing is as good as I hope it is, because obviously we need to wait and see until April when it drops, I may be like, okay, I think it's time, man. Get a small little box, plop it down. Because here's the thing. Since I don't play a lot of PC games, it's a good alternative, but it could get me to play more fucking PC games because now I'm not going to be worried about, I think the TDP on this shit is like 100, let me look here, 100, yeah, I think it was like 200 or TDP, right? Not bad, you know, not bad at all. So I'm like, this shit is pretty dope. It basically, it's Valve is doing for, what Valve did for handhelds, they're about to do for like consoles basically, and I think it's fucking great, so I'm for it. You know, obviously we'll see, wait to see, because you know it may not be cracked up, all is cracked up to me, but I'm excited. Adam, I want your thoughts, because obviously you're a big Steam Deck guy, Hugo, and I want to know, are you going to be getting Hugo's you know, cousin here? Other, you know, I'm calling him Fernando. Pedro. So yeah, Adam, wait, give me your thoughts, man. What do you think about the Steam machine, bro?
I got nervous at first. I was shocked. I'm sure you were all shocked. It's one thing to say, all right, we got some new hardware, but to announce three all coming in the same year in one presentation, I'm like, you got big hornets. These guys are like, it's like bumping against their thighs. They don't give a shit. They're like, yo, we got this.
Think you about know the best that, part right? of it all is? Mm. The best part is that none of this happened at the Game Awards. So Jeff must be fuming.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's a good point. Here's the thing, Brian. Just like Rockstar, Valve doesn't need Jeff, bruh.
No. They're not doing any of that bootlicking there. They're like, no. But I was very surprised. I was very surprised because I started seeing my phone blow up all sorts of, oh, they announced. I'm like, oh, it's probably the Steam machine. I know they were talking about it for a while. Remember?
It's been rumored. Yes.
They put a pen and we were like, oh, we're working on the one. And we've seen them do it before. This isn't new. But then they wound up outsourcing it. And it was a mess. We had different models. Yeah. But this one, it's just a nice little cube. It's like half the size of the Xbox cube.
Just it's like they just cut it in half, you know?
Yeah, they cut it and then they like squished it and like, here we go, you know? And is it super powerful? No, but is it powerful? Yeah, it can get things done. I mean, it's funny that in the video they said, oh, this is, what was it? The stack of like powerful is five or something like that? Steam Decks or they
six times.
Six Steam Decks.
Yeah, six. That's six Hugos.
Really, is that what you compare? Yeah, but exactly. Do you compare it to handhelds? I mean, I've never seen Nintendo. It's like, oh, this is equivalent to like four 3DSs. It was just weird that they said that, you know, in that comparison. But I was like, all right, whatever. But it looked good. It looked good. The fact that you can expand the memory and it is a PC. Yeah, but it's designed to fit it in your living room space. And also, they've had so much time to SteamOS to the point that it's like your console interface. You know, you click a game to install, you install it. You know, you don't have all the other issues. Oh, you need to sideload this. You do this, all that other. No, yeah, you'll have some launchers, but then you just sign into it just like we do on the consoles because they're there. You know, and once it's done, it's done. You don't see it again. You know, it's running in the background. But you could also install Windows if you want. They even said that. Whatever you want. You could put all your other stuff on there. This is what we kept hearing about was be the next Xbox, right? The next Xbox is supposed to be like this. That they were like, oh, yeah, we're bringing this powerful thing.
And we're going to talk like about that PC. In a bit, yes.
And this is, I'm telling you, this announcement just ate a lot of for people. Mm-hmm. It ate Apple's lunch with their damn VR headset again. I thought they gave up on that shit. And I get an email, it's like, no, we got another one. I'm like, for the five people that bought the last one? Because no one's spending that type of money, especially not in this economy. And we always say, this economy? No, really, this kind of economy? No one's spending thousands on a fucking VR headset. Not happening. You know, so there goes that. I'm sure people at Meta were flipping out because they're about to announce their Meta 3. Yeah. And they're like, yo, what the hell? And this thing is fantastic. The frame, the fact that you load your games, your Steam game library, which we all have massive collections. They don't have to be VR. You can just dump them in there and just have that nice big, because it'll zoom in and a nice 90-inch screen controller. I'm iffy on the controller because of where they put the
trigger. I really want to see. I want to feel that thing because it looks weird as fuck. But at the same time, I said the same thing about the Steam Deck. I'm like, that doesn't look comfortable. Then I get my, oh, it's comfortable. So we'll see.
We'll see. But yeah, with that console, the way it, I was like, this is it.
This is it. Let's go.
This is it. Because think about this. Let's say, all right, you're in the market to get a console. Like, all right, I want to get one. I don't know the price range of this thing. I'm here.
Nobody knows.
People saying that, you know, who knows? But what we do know is that it's going to have one up on the other ones, which is the PlayStation and the Xbox, is that you can load everything else on it. So let's say you're a teenager, it's your parents going to buy you that. They're like, why? You got a PlayStation. I can load my with Google Docs on it, you know, or Microsoft Word or you know, do those type of things. You can use it like a computer, and it's small enough that you can travel around with it, whether the room, put it in the living room, put it in your bedroom, you go off to college, whatever. You got, it's not, like you said, a big clunky, because what I just jumped in when Brian said it, he's not in the market, and that's the first thing I thought of. This is for the console player, because PC gamers already have a PC rig.
Yeah,
that's why they're PC gamers. They don't
exactly
need this. They don't need this. No. This is not for them. This is to convert those people on consoles that are like, you know, saying like that old meme, like the price is too damn high when they're seeing all that shit, because they're like, well, I don't know. I think it's going to be that high, but because first of all, they're not going to do the Windows license, but then the fact that you can still load all your own stuff on it brings more value. So I think it, depending on how they promote that, because we didn't see the OS. It was all hardware. We didn't see. They didn't really.
Yeah, they did say Steam OS, you know.
No. But I know. But the interface.
Oh, yeah.
Because they said, we're bringing it big and stuff. They could have, you know, who knows? So I'm assuming it's going to be similar. Like
that's what I think. I don't think it's going to be that different. And it's like, because big picture mode, you know.
Yeah, picture mode, or, you know, the fact that we can, when you hold the power button, you can switch the desktop.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's going to be there, because then that's even better. And then, like they said, you can all your peripherals.
Yep.
Even if you don't want the Steam controller, go ahead. Take your DualShock.
Put your PlayStation Xbox controller in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Although, if you have the Valve controller, if you press the Valve button, it turns the console on, which is pretty dope, you know?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, but obviously, yes, you don't need it, which is good, because they're going to have a couple of SKUs. One is like, starts with 512 gigabytes, and there's going to be another one without the controller.
2 terabyte.
Yeah, there's going to be a 2 terabyte one. There's going to be a bundle with the controller, without the controller. So I'm pretty sure we're going to see various prices. Again, I'm just throwing this number out there. It would be funny. Even if this thing is probably going to cost more than this, even if this thing costs $499 or $599, it'll be cheaper than the current consoles, because the current consoles are more expensive now.
Yeah, and they I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it, at least under $700.
Yeah.
And you know what? That'd be the biggest deal in any part of the tech world, from a laptop, gaming laptop, to the console, because people are like, man, if they really market this right and just get it out there, and people's heads are, no. Who that don't know what Steam is?
Oh, Adam, I just got fucked up right now, son. Think about this. This shit launches, right? Let's just say, for sake of argument, $799. For this opening week only, full Steam sale. So think about it. You spent like $700 on this thing. Wait, I could get games for $2? Bruh.
Yep. I'm telling you, like, for example, my brother, he doesn't know anything about this. He went and bought that the PlayStation Portal
and stuff.
And I was like, oh, yeah, well, why don't you get the Steam Deck? You know, I let him play it when I went to go visit him. And he's like, well, that plays off the cloud and there's nothing loaded. It's just like this. I'm like, no, it's not.
The fuck?
It's a whole thing. But anyway, I sent him this video.
Your bitch-ass Portal plays off the cloud. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, and then he's like, he was looking at this. And then he's like, yeah, but then I got to get all this, like, proprietary. They have their own Steam games. No, this is a storefront.
Yes.
It doesn't work like that. But that's what I'm saying. Those people is who Valve now needs to, you know, introduce
themselves. People, yeah. You know what? Yeah. To your point, Adam, I was talking to someone, I'm not going to say names, but, you know, because they're very much, it's one of my Twitter followers, very much a console guy. And he kind of doesn't understand what this is. I'm not shitting on him. Like, he was just like, oh man, what exclusives is it gonna have? Like, no, it's not about exclusives. Yeah, it's a PC. I'm like, oh, but how's it gonna succeed with exclusives? I'm like, dude, it's Steam. It doesn't need exclusives.
I mean, theoretically, they do have exclusives.
They do. Yeah.
Because if you're talking about specific Valve related games,
there are PC games. Thinking about it from like a, he's like, this needs an exclusive that can only play on this. I'm like, that's not gonna happen. No. If it plays on this, it's gonna be able to play on PC. But you're right.
It's a storefront. It's a storefront with an ecosystem. You know, and it's free online. I'm surprised they didn't bring that up. Oh, by the way, you could play all the games like you're playing on the other one, but guess for the low price of free.
Nothing.
Nothing. And that's what I always tell my brother. I'm like, subscription with this. And I remember there was a guy I worked with. There was when I was in a Spider-Man game, and I'm playing it, and he's like, oh, what emulator is that on there? No emulator. What do you mean? It's a PlayStation. This people don't know that these games, the PlayStation has been putting their games on PC because they're not PC. So if they're not PC gamers, out of sight, out of mind, they don't know about this.
You're 100% right.
Yeah, when people find out, wait a minute, I can play these first party exclusives. Yeah, not day and day, but they're there. God of War, Ragnarok, Spider-Man, Miles, Spider-Man 2.
Emulation, bitch. Just buy them.
No emulation. You know? They're there. Same thing with the Xbox, the Halo, the Gears, or whatever other Forzas, all that shit. This is it. It's the one to rule them all. And even Nintendo, and you know what? Nintendo, they're like, oh, we're not on it. You know what? There's like 7 emulators right now busting your shit. Okay. And soon people will be able to play it on there, and there's not a damn thing they can do.
I actually want to use that as a spring and on point, because just like, remember, with the original Steam Deck, Valve encouraged you to mod it however you wanted, and they already started doing it with this shit, like that faceplate and shit. They're like, yo, you can install whatever apps you want on it. This shit is going to be crazy. Adam, I'm going to be coming to you like every day. Adam, yo, what can I do? What can I do on this shit, bro? You know, just like you were giving us all that info with the Steam Deck.
The faceplate, and also the faceplates, they're not, they have their own, they'll probably have, but they are giving out the CAD files so that you can 3D print your own.
That's fucking cool, man.
On a Digital Foundry one, they had an e-ink one that they had put on front of it. So
I want the board cube design. You know?
That shit looks like that. That's literally what I told my colleagues. I'm like, that shit's a fucking board cube.
Yeah. Board cube. Oh man, I got so many ideas for it. But I was thrilled. I'm watching crazy. You know, and again, seamless process, because once you see it and click the link, it opens up your Steam app, and it's like, oh, we'll just remind you. You want to just put the little check, and that's it. Now you don't have to stress about, oh, I'm going to get in the queue. You're already in it. Yeah. Would you check that? They're going to let you. So I'm excited. It's great. I'm very happy. Yeah. I feel that they put in such time. They definitely made a lot of money with the OS and this, that they know what people want, what they don't want, how to make this thing work. And I'm looking forward to it. So I see this as a win. I'm sure Sony's not happy. You know,
I think Xbox is not fucking happy. They're eating their lunch.
No one's happy. No one's happy.
Isn't there rumors about a dual purchase on PlayStation, where in other words you can buy a PlayStation game and you can also get the PC version.
Oh, you mean if you buy one copy, it works.
What does that have to do with this? I'm confused.
What does it have to do with this? It makes the transition easy.
You're saying if they buy, let's say, the older version on the PlayStation,
if you buy it on PlayStation, you'll get a download code for the
okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah. Chris, what were you trying to say before?
I make a joke that they didn't eat Microsoft's lunch. They said their main competitor was TikTok.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. They don't have Microsoft, to worry. You know?
Microsoft's not competing with anybody.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. No, but it's looking like, remember, Microsoft was like, we're coming out with a box that you can play your PC games on, your Steam games. And then Valve said, fuck that. We got you.
Well, you also got to remember, Gavin does not have any love for Microsoft.
No.
It's precisely the reason why they're pushed toward the Linux version of OS and all that other.
He wanted to
outcut those guys long ago because he worked for them.
It definitely. It's going to work. It's going to work. And even with the Game Pass, the PC version of Game Pass, load that on there too. I'll play all them on there.
Microsoft said they're going to make that, the UI on the ROG Xbox Ally available to everyone. Load that shit on this if you want.
That's it. By the time this comes out, that'll be it. You just the ISO, you load up, boot it up, boop, 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 you know, and you have your own little version of Windows to run that. And it's going to be great. We're going to see a whole other new setting and explosion with this. Just like how we see with the Switch when that came out and all these sites started popping up, just showing we're going to see that for this. We saw it for the Steam Deck.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to see that for this whole Steam universe.
Fuck. It's crazy, man. I'm hyped, man. I'm hyped. By the way, I want to say this real quick. It's a little bit of an inside story, because at the beginning of the week, we thought the news was going to be about the Valve. What did it call it? The frame? Steam frame? I think that's what it's called.
The frame.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah. So my colleague who was in charge of this, like, yo, we're going to have the frame announcement. And he was like, I'm gonna do the coverage, and then you guys help me out with anything else they announce. And then this shit drops. And I was thinking, he didn't say this, but I'm thinking to myself, like, hey, bro, I got the more fun news than you did. Because, yo, once I dropped, nobody gave a fuck about the frame, you know? Like, I was just talking to my boss for hours. Like, yo, we got to do this, we got to do this, we got to do that. Like, it was all about the Steam Machine, you know? What's up?
I saw this because a bunch of outlets went there. Gaming Nexus, a few others actually went to Valve. And
yeah, they did, got invited, yeah.
The first one out of the three, from the way they described it, that's releasing is Frame.
Yeah.
Frame is the first that's going to be coming, and then everything else. So I'm curious to see how.
Yeah. Was there somebody else trying to get in here while I was yammering on? Guess not. All right. Anybody else got any thoughts on the Gabe Cube, as some people are calling it?
I wonder if it's going to be just available through their Valve's website, Steam, or are they going to find a retail partner?
I don't know. But I'll tell you this, you know, and Carlos, I'll let you go next. Think about this, right? The Steam Deck, generally, it's only available on the Steam store, and it's outselling all the other ones that are in Best Buy. So, you know, yeah. I don't think it being relegated to only Steam will hurt it too much. Carlos, what's up, bro?
Yeah, I feel like the price is going to make or break a lot of this. It really depends on what they decide. My line of thinking is, they're going to go on the cheaper side, at least relative to the rest of the competition. Just for the mere fact of the specs of this, it seems really sort of budget in a sense.
Yeah, they're not high end, you know?
Carlos, you would probably know, and Brian probably, because you both keep up on this. What's going on with RAM? I keep hearing that that's going to be the highest cost.
It's very expensive these days.
Is that what's going on? It's like
RAM is incredibly expensive now. Yeah. Oh.
That's crazy.
Because they said they were like, that could make a break is the price of RAM.
I've been speccing out an upgrade to my computer. The biggest, my girlfriend Jossie's been helping me, figure things out. And she's like, what the fuck is going on with RAM these days? Like, I just, the same RAM that I bought like last year is just blown out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian, it's due to everyone's favorite buzzword of the last 3 years, AI.
AI.
Oh, man.
Well, I guess NVIDIA's buying up all the stuff. Yeah. So basically, yeah. AI is the reason why, it seems like AI is the reason why anything on PC is so expensive, to be fair with you, apart from CPUs. So, yeah.
And also, why energy costs are going up.
Also want to give a shout out to Brian. When he started talking in the earlier part of the segment, he said, this is it. And I was going to make a joke, say that Adam was going to appear. I didn't make it, but it did happen.
There you go. Chris Angel style, mind freak.
Yeah.
Oh, I see that Echo shirt.
Oh, yeah, man, bringing it back.
Bringing it back. There you go.
This shit is like from 1998.
Yeah. All right, everybody got their thoughts in on the Steam Machine?
The awesome Steam Bennett.
There you go. I'm hyped. I am so excited. You know, like fucking Homegirl from Saved by the Bell. I'm so excited.
Because think about it. All right, so when they show the commercial, just like every console, they show someone playing the games, right? What games are they going to show? And he's at? Because that's going to be the big kicker there. If they show a Spider-Man or one of the other big titles, Indiana Jones.
They showed at least from the listing of they showed a bunch of games. Like, I saw Metal Gear 5 was on there and Cyberpunk. Metal Gear Delta and Cyberpunk. You know, pretty much a lot of the games that are sort of available now.
Digital Foundry was playing Cyberpunk as well in their video. They were showing that, you know, so like.
your benchmark game.
That is my benchmark game. There you go. To quote Adam, this is it. This is the one.
Telling you that was a great Christmas gift from Valve. That was, I mean, yeah, it's gonna hurt the wall a little. Damn, yeah, it's gonna make things cooler. It's like, this is what we wanted, right? This is gonna be it, especially in a time now where like we're not really being wowed by any of these consoles.
Yeah.
All right. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, Rich, get in here, man. What are your thoughts?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I think this is an excellent announcement. I think the timing is very interesting. Because I literally just paid off my Steam Deck. So,
there you go.
Very interesting timing, Valve, but
they're about to put you into debt again.
I keep forgetting that you have one. I got to add you to my free game mailing list, as Chris and Brett know. Every week, I send these dudes a bunch of and I will add you to that list.
That's funny.
That sounds good. But yeah, I think I said before on this show, yeah, my opinion on PC gaming has changed greatly since I got a PC. I remember I was speaking to Tony, and he recommended I go to Micro Center. Yeah, both Tony and Adam made the recommendation.
Yep.
And yeah, I now I can see why. Yeah, PC gaming is where it's at. So I think this is an excellent strategy for Valve. The last comment that I will make, however, to go to the point that Tony mentioned, somebody was talking about exclusives. Yeah, they don't need to have exclusives because they have the Steam library. But I will say this. There have been rumors of Half-Life 3. I know those rumors are still going on to this day. I think it will be quite interesting if they had this available on that console day one. That'll be quite interesting.
Yeah, that'd be huge.
Maybe. But you know what they're going to have? It's just those sales. Those sales.
Oh, when
people go on and they see what games cost like a dollar, you know, and they have all these flags.
Yeah, man.
And the prices, you can't compete. It's so cheap. And that's another wake up. If they say, you know what, just download the app and just watch it. Look, put your games that you like on a wish list. If you don't have to come, doesn't even matter. Just and see what happens. Because, yeah, you'll see one day, poof, 40% off for no damn reason. You know, it's like, oh, what? And you know what I mean? They do the flash one. Like, oh, for like 24 hours, it's at like $10. Like, shoot. So people are going to be amazed. It's going to change the landscape because if this takes off, give it a year, 2 years, whatever, this might be the route people go because just like we're saying, of all the things you can add and on it, really morph it in, they're going to be like, why do I need this static box, whether Xbox, when I have this like my own and have it do the Knight Rider light beeping in the front? You know, it's just going to offer so many possibilities. People are just going to love it. It's going to work out as long as it doesn't suck.
Yeah, you know? We'll see. Yeah. All right. Move on to the next topic here. Sony financials dropped, people. So you know what time it is. Going to give the floor over to Chris, and he's going to regale us with some numbers. You already know. Got them charts, all that good stuff. Let me pop this here. And yep, we're good.
He needs to get one of those little audio clips of like numbers. Beep 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 beep. Like
the stock. The fake stock meter going.
Yeah, yeah.
We got the graphs.
Yeah. So, Sony in general, specifically, did rather well this quarter, year over year. Even though they had a big impact, which I'll get in, a big impairment from. Specifically, they called up, but they still did very well. And I'm a little concerned for the lessons that will be taken away when we get to the end of the fiscal year, two quarters away, March. But they Sony has upped their forecast for the year based on their performance this quarter. So that means they think they're going to do better than they had revised it in August. They revised it again. Let me share these numbers. I usually just to compare segments of the company, because remember, Sony has all these other pieces. They've gotten rid of their financial services. I always reported it in here. You notice I've taken it out because they're not. I think they spun it off into something else.
And
it's not part of Sony Global. So I'm just looking at the main segments, which is, of course, PlayStation, which they call Games and Network Services, Sony Music, Sony Pictures, Entertainment Technology and Services, which was Sony Electronics, and their Imaging and Sensor Service. Every segment besides Sony Pictures and the Electronics, I think the main reason their Entertainment Technology and Services down was they said they have low sales on displays, which would mean monitors and stuff, or their sales are down. Sony Pictures, I have no idea. I didn't really read into that report, like what movie under.
No one cares.
and I don't care. And I don't care about music either. They did rather well. But for PlayStation, they had a 4% year-over-year increase, and it actually would have been much higher. Yeah, I think it would have been on the order of 20 or 23% year-over-year quarterly increase had they not had the impairment. So I'll explain that in a little while, but you can see from the charts, and I'll break it down for people just listening.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have the wrong years on these labels in 5. But in 2024, For this quarter last year, PlayStation accounted for 35.1% of the global revenue for Sony, right? So a majority. And this quarter, it accounts for 34.0%. It's just a slight decrease. They had an adjustment with their structure over last year, so that might explain the shift in it, but it still is a majority of the company revenue comes from PlayStation. And I'll get into hardware. So PS5 hardware, actually year over year, they've increased sales.
It's insane.
Somehow. I've been trying to wrap my head around this. I looked through the report. The main revenue driver was not the hardware sales, it's network service. It's PlayStation Plus, right? It's a subscription. So I'm thinking they have a short-term gain here because anyone on the fence about PS5 or whatever might have been driven to a sale, including scalpers, because of the pricing. They increased the price, so there was probably a boost in sales of people trying to get the console before the price jump. Other than that, I couldn't explain it because this year has been the lowest amount of exclusive first-party titles they've ever put out ever. But yet, their sales of first-party PS4 and PS5 titles combined this quarter is up over last year. So that's it was 77.7 million last year. It's 80.3 million units sold of first-party PlayStation games quarter, right? And they had a jump in network services. And even though their monthly active users was down from last quarter, that seems to be a trend where it fluctuates at certain parts of the year. Like during the summer, it goes down and it goes back up during the holidays. So, but it's up overall from last year. Let me GNS chart and I'll explain. This is from Sony's own presentation. The games and network service segment Q2 2025. They had, and I'll do this in U.S. dollars. So everybody can follow along.
Thank you for that.
So,
America, bitch.
So sales here. That 41.6 billion yen is roughly $7.55 billion US. 4% year-over-year increase. The foreign exchange impact, roughly 6 million in their favor because the yen is very low to the dollar. I think it's 147 and change yen to the dollar right now.
Shit.
So the main drivers, they said increase in sales from network services. So PS Plus subscriptions are up. So Carlos, he didn't make a dent in it. They're
doing better than ever. I guess I didn't either.
Yeah, they actually had. Yeah, they're. I mean, and the tiers are helping them. I thought the tiers might hurt the impact. I thought people might go for lower tiers. No, I think people are upgrading themselves to get the cloud service.
Oh shit!
Cloud streaming. And I think I forgot what tier. I think Brian is either the premium or the extra tier. I don't keep track of this. That gives you the access to PlayStation Now.
So, yeah, premium is the one that does it, yeah.
Yeah, so I think people are actually upscaling it, and plus they've locked a lot of the older games behind that, right? You can only play older PS3 titles and whatever through that. So they might have people actually, current subscribers upgrading. I think that their operating income was down, and so I'll get into this. This explanation, recording of impairment losses against a portion of Bungie Inc.'s intangible and other assets in connection with Destiny.
Hmm.
So it seemed that Destiny is kind of collapsing, and so probably subs are down, and they kind of have flooded the market with content maybe and armor sets and all that stuff, weapons, who knows, and it just doesn't have the player base that it has had before. So they took a big hit. And they also said recording of expenses resulting correction in the amount of certain previously capitalized development costs. So I'll translate that as they're eating the losses from Marathon.
Oh, shit, yeah.
That's what that is. I think that Marathon has had to go, as many would say, back to formula. And they're eating a huge expense for that.
That coming out.
Who knows? They said it's on hold indefinitely now.
Yeah. So I think that's this correction. They didn't say it, but considering that this was laid at Bungie's feet, it can't just be Destiny.
Yeah.
I think this has to marathon.
It's a good,
and they were very vague about it.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good theory here for sure, because it can't just be Destiny.
But overall, so their forecast changed from August. They've up, scaled it up about 3%, and saying that they have favorable impact of foreign exchange rates, like the yen is with the dollar right now, so in their favor. And they attributed to increase in the sales of hardware. They forecast that their fiscal year will actually be better than expected, just slightly under how they performed fiscal year 2020, but still.
Hold on, Chris. Now, did this happen like during the price hike for the console this quarter?
Yeah, this quarter this ended October 31st, so it would have been from August till now, right?
Yeah, so just so I'm understanding this correctly, hardware sales went up even though the price went up.
Yeah, like I said, I'm attributing it to a spike in sales because people are trying to obtain PS5s before the price
kicked in. That makes sense. Yeah.
So you had a slim window because I think they announced it a week before the price hike was supposed to kick in, before the MSRP was supposed to go up. So you had a week. So people on the fence was like, if you were on the fence, you're probably like, shit, I'll just get one, right?
Yeah. I mean,
otherwise I'm paying like $200 more for the same system.
Yeah. Anecdotally, I know some people even in my office did the same fucking thing. Like, yo, I'm getting a PS5 now, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So that, I don't think they can bank on that for the year, but they seem to think that they're gonna have a consistent increase in sales of hardware. Now we'll see. I think it was a temporary spike, but we'll see how that shakes out.
Yeah.
They mentioned the Bungie impairment, impact of tariffs was negative. So they had. They basically, the two main game changers for them, despite the impairments, was the hardware sales and PlayStation Plus increases. So, and all including any DLCs or online content associated. So that they did pretty well despite that. And honestly, if they didn't have the Bungie impact on them, which is amounts to about, I think it's roughly $340 million. An impact from Destiny 2 and what I think is the marathon correction, they would have had a tremendous quarter over last year. So even with that, they still did better.
Amazing. Like you said, no exclusives. Like, you're just getting a bunch of remakes and shit, and it's still outselling, like, everybody, you know? It's insane. No, Kishak, I think you're right. PS5 is just the default console. Game console, PS5. That's just it, you know?
Yeah, and also, I mean, you probably have a migration too. I didn't even mention that. I mean, Xbox as a brand is damaged, probably beyond repair. So you're gonna have migration, right? You're gonna have naturally people like the guys who are investing in Battlefield 6 and the next Call of Duty, whatever. They probably went out and bought a PS5. They probably have no faith that the Xbox is gonna last enough. Or that their friends are going to stay. If your friends leave, you're going to leave, right? And buy the next system. So that could account for a lot of the success they're seeing.
Yeah, and I agree with that. It's because we were talking about this a little bit before the show. It's like, you know, how are they winning? It's because everybody else. I mean, Nintendo's doing well, but the Switch 2 is still too new. But it's because Xbox is failing so spectacularly. You know, that's one of the reasons. Yeah, go ahead.
And you know, what might be interesting to the first topic tonight was the Steam Machine and the frame and all that stuff. They may want to revise this again because we'll see what the impact is of Valve entering the stage now or what that's going to do. But, you know, that'll take time to ramp up. So Sony might still have a strong year anyway. So the takeaways from this report is like they had strong growth in revenue, network services. They had underlying profitability strength because their operating income was up. And, if you exclude, like I said, if you exclude the Bungie stuff, their operating income would have been up 23% year over year, which is that's usually a measure of the healthiness of the business. So the health of PlayStation, they're doing great. They revised up their sales forecast by roughly $1 billion. And it's partly what they say is increased hardware sales, so increased hardware demand. They have a strong holiday outlook. that's factored into them revising up the fiscal year report. And, you know, I guess they're banking on live service, you know?
Yeah.
It's working. These are things that I don't like. I don't like monthly active use, all that stuff, but it's working for them. Somehow it's working.
Somehow it's working. It's crazy. By the way, Kishak says, Chris, I want to get your take on this. He says, I bet that unless the Steam machine comes at the same price, I'm presuming, as PS5, I don't think it will affect PS5 sales at all.
Oh, yeah, price is going to be very important. And because if Valve wants to enter the market, it cannot be more than the PlayStation. Because A, while the Steam Deck is proven and people like it, the Steam machine isn't. So if they put it out there and it's like $9.99 to get in on it, that probably will hurt them a lot, right? Because then Sony's the value. It's like, what's the difference? I could just play the games on the PlayStation. So it's a tough thing they're going to have to balance out. But, you know, that's Valve's fight. I couldn't say whether what they're going to price it where. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, it could help or hurt them. And then if they price it lower, if they somehow undercut Sony, then you have a different argument. Then it's back to Sony might have to revise down because then they're the discount. And plus, like Adam said, you get access to $2 games and huge sales on Steam. Yeah, you're probably going to jump ship.
Yeah. But go ahead. Anything else?
Yeah. So there's... I mean, the negatives on here is just what I said. They have some tariff headwind issues. They're absorbing the tariff costs. They have the impairment from Bungie. We'll see what the hell happens with Marathon, which is what I think that $124 million roughly cost correction is, because they're very vague about it. So they had some accounting issues there. See what comes of that, and then what comes of Destiny. I mean... I would think they'd, if they're having that much impairment from Destiny 2 that they mention it in, that they might sunset the game just to cut the losses.
That's what I think, too. I think they'd be like, fuck it, you know?
Yeah, so that you may see Destiny 2 get...
How pissed people will be with all the money they spent?
It
the
is.
Skins and all.
Oh, sure. But that you take that risk with the live service games, right? It is once the game is sunset, once they turn off those servers, it doesn't matter. All that you spend thousands of dollars and whatever, you know, imagine how pissed people will be when GTA Online gets sunsetted. Yeah.
Never. That's never happened. How dare you say that? How dare you?
Adam won't accept it.
Shut your mouth. They can never do.
Oh, man.
Lose all my cards in my penthouse? Are you kidding me? I hate you.
You think I lose my submarine.
Yeah, but you know, these numbers are pretty interesting, man. But again, you would think, you know, a system that's supposedly on the back end of its life cycle would be kind of trailing off. No, it's getting better. It's doing better.
Well, there's no competition.
There is none. I mean, none.
That's the whole shit with it. Is it the best one? Well, it's the only one. So that's it. You know, but eventually people will look elsewhere just to see what else is out there. And then that's where this Steam machine comes in. So people will keep their eye on it and see what happens. And I'm telling you, the price of free is always better than any other price. When they see, what's the subscription to play online? Oh, $0? That's a whole lot of nothing. You know what? It's not like, oh, if I buy this, then I have a sub to this to play online. Then I got a sub to special version that they have. It's all that. Oh, they have their own games. No. You know, and plus, you could bring games from other places. Let's say stores, the Green Man Gaming, CD Key, all these other places. You can buy games even cheaper on there and import those. So without having to use a VPN or some shit, it's just a loud. So go ahead. And I think once again, it's just educate them. Once they realize, wait a minute, this is different. The store, the pricing, like I said, that the console that you do stuff for PC and then put actual use applications, see people do editing and other things that they would normally do. And it's like, hey, I could do this gaming console thing. Oh, I get what they're going to do. They probably a lot of see it as a PC. Like, I don't have a PC. It's a PC. No.
It's a good point. You know what I mean? By the way, real quick, Kishak, since we're still on PlayStation, he asked, did we talk about them saying PS5 generation might get even longer? We didn't talk about that, but it is related, so may as well toss that in there. Kishak, correct me if I'm wrong. That was just a rumor, right? Or somebody just believed that? Here's the thing. We've had 7-year console cycles.
She said it in her thing.
Who's she?
the head of a PlayStation or whatever.
Okay, so it is from an official source then. Okay.
She said it. Yeah.
Yeah, because she. So yeah, I could see that. Like, because we've had 7-year life cycles for a while. I think started with the PS2. We had these 7-year life cycles. But think about it. I mean, what's the joke, right? When is this console generation going to start? A lot of people don't feel as even really started yet. So if they, I know we've been hearing the rumors of 2027, which would be 7 years. But if they bump it to like 2028, you know, I don't think that'd be bad. Again, we barely started this shit. I still don't think we've properly started this generation. But yeah, we'll see about that. It'll be interesting for sure. You know, but the question is Sony going to let Microsoft get out there first? You know, but then again, they probably don't even fucking care. So no, because Microsoft's already said our main competition is TikTok. It's not PlayStation. We're releasing a gaming PC or whatever. So yeah, maybe Sony could just be like, fuck it, we'll take our sweet time. You know, we're making all this money as Chris just showed. So yeah, maybe they're not in a rush, you know. Would people complain if the gen lasted until 2030? That's too much of a stretch. That's 10 years. Yeah, no, that'd be too long. I think 8 years is the absolute limit that people would like stomach, you know.
What motivates growth, and that's competition.
Yeah, so there is none.
There is none, and that's why again it's important that this thing happens as soon as it is next year with the Steam machine. And yeah, it's not the most powerful, and I'm sure PlayStation when they announce it at 6 will be like, oh, it blows that out the water. But can it run my spreadsheets?
Yeah, you know,
and for school reports, can I do my PowerPoint presentations on this shit?
Yo, can you put drafts on this? I don't think that's going to be a selling point for most gamers, though. Just to be
no. But that's what I'm saying. It's not that. It's the selling point for parents, for a kid that does want it. It's like, hey, I could use this and school and for this. Yeah, it's all in one. You know, and I think that's a lot of parents are probably think, because even if let's say it comes in at 600-700, that's still with the fact that it can play cheaper than just a PC, you know, without all that shit that can barely play a game if you put a graphics card in there. So it's a really good bargain. Again, it comes down to how they advertise this, you know, Valve, how they market. Because if they get that out there, I think they're going to get a different audience, not just the gamers. Going to get people that are like, oh, I could use school stuff and I could play games.
Yeah, I like what Kishak says. I can see that. I can see a little kid asking their parents for a Steam machine for homework stuff, but secretly using it for gaming.
Of course. They're all going to do it. They're going to pop up some YouTube video of somebody showing them using Word. Like, oh, wow, see, you can do ports. Yeah, I can do ports. And they'll never install the damn app to do that. You know?
Well, they won't have to do that anyway. It's like, oh, I got to do my homework. Click on ChatGPT, get it done in a minute, and then go and then start gaming. What's going on, Blitz? You already know. You missed the PlayStation financials, man. And Chris, thank you for that, as always. Very illuminating. Steam Machine has Compton's Interactive Encyclopedia built in. There you go. All right. Okay, let's move on. Some more Sony news. This one's just funny to me. So Sony is making a Horizon MMO. And my first question is, why? Who cares? But the funny part is, and thank you, Kishak, for pointing this out to me, is that some people are mad that it's not coming to PlayStation. It's only for PC and mobile. But I'm like, hey, guys, you're mad that you're not getting a mobile game? Really? This is what you're getting mad at? Like, come on now. You know? Manny, you're muted.
I said, you know why they're doing it. It's not only because of that. Remember that game that Sony
Yes, the Light of Mori Tram or whatever the fuck that was.
That game was an MMO.
That's crazy, man. So yeah, I mean, it's possible. No. You know,
they say they're like, all right, so fuck it, we're doing it.
Yeah, Snow Horizon. Again, I legit don't give a fuck. But does anybody care about this?
Comment to make.
Uh-oh.
Tony, one correction. There is somebody that does care about this game. His name is Herman Hulst. And our boy Riku-san said that he is going to track him down and ask him why the hell did he think that this is a good idea. So
that's funny. I will say this, though, because Riku's this, like, yeah, go ahead, Manny.
Riku's like, I will find him.
I will say this, though. I got to throw this in here because this is being made by a Korean video game company. The characters are more attractive than they would be in a Horizon game. Throwing that out there. You know, there's probably going to be some gooner stuff going on, too. I say more power to them. But I'm not interested. Some mobile shit, I'm good, you know? But it actually, to me, this is a double whammy. It has two things that turn me off. MMOs and fucking mobile. I'm good. You know, leave me out of it. Like,
I know a bunch of PlayStation fans are.
Why isn't it on PlayStation? I don't want to share my toys.
They don't remember this, but like when EverQuest was the bee's knees and was made by Sony's online group, that wasn't on PlayStation. But nobody was saying anything about that.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. You know, I'm curious to see, Manny, if the guys complaining about this know that. They probably don't.
No, I mean, they don't know that. They're all a bunch of young people that don't remember the past, right?
Yeah.
They don't remember any of that stuff. And yeah, EverQuest was never on PlayStation.
Nope. And that was a Sony game.
It was a Sony game.
Yeah. So they're also making a Ratchet and Clank mobile game. Yeah, I saw that. Again, I don't care. I think that'll be more accurate for, you know, my favorite line is who cares. I'm going to start saying I don't care because maybe somebody does care, you know? But I think most of the people on this panel, probably all the people on this panel, don't give a fuck.
They'll be like, somebody goes, Tony, but I do.
But I care. I care. You know? Man, related to that, kind of. I posted. So, oh, yeah, that's what it was. It was about the PlayStation 5 outselling every Xbox console, right? You know, individually.
Uh-oh, here we go.
And I just said, like, I'm surprised given how lackluster this generation is. You know, and then you had your usual assortment of idiots going, yeah, in your opinion. Yeah, in my opinion. Whose fucking opinion? What else would it be that I'm posting? Your opinion? You fucking asshole? I'm posting my opinion. I hate that response. Oh, yeah, in your opinion. No shit. Who else's opinion am I posting? You fucking dumbass. You know?
You know what it is because they assume that what you are stating is some sort of fact.
Yeah, and no, and here's the thing, man. I tried this. I would post in my opinion, and I'll still get the same stupid responses. So I stopped. Like, what's the point? I'm gonna get the same dumbass response regardless. You know. And what was the other comment that I got? No. It was today that just annoyed me, and I did a passive aggressive reply because I got fucking annoyed. You know, because I said the Steam Machine is gonna be a game changer. I can't wait. And they're like, oh, this thing's not gonna outsell the PS5. You know, and then I said, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry that I was hyped for this. Thank you, random person, for teaching me my ways. I will not be hyped about this anymore. Thank you, fucking piece of shit. You know? Is that gonna enter the PS5? Man, these nuts, all right, bro? Come the fuck out. I think those guys were rage baiting you. No, but this happens all the fucking time, man. They love saying that shit. You know? It's your opinion. Man, I'll beat the fuck out of you. Shut up. You know? Anyway, now I'm mad.
Quick, Tony, do you have anything nice, any good news in there to undo the anger?
I have, the next story I have here is, I have no feelings for, so it's a good palate cleanser. So I don't care about this either.
Okay, good.
So we're going to get, and Manny, thank you for correcting me about this. Another Death Stranding anime has been announced. And it's coming to Disney Plus in 2027. And I don't have the name here right now. But yeah, Manny, what's going on with this Death Stranding? Isolationist, is it called?
I mean, it's just another, like, they've begun, you know, Koji Productions, an initiative to, you know, start developing Death Stranding and a bunch of different. They have a, you know, apparently they have an A24 thing, which was announced at the 10-year event that they had not long ago in Japan. And then that's when they announced the first of the Death Stranding animes that they were in development, which that one I call it anime with giant quotes because it's a CG thing. So that one was called Death Stranding Mosquito. It was about a whole new character, and it supposedly bobs and weaves through certain things, events that happen in within the Death Stranding lore. So this one is just another one of those things, where it's another adventure with some other characters. So they're obviously trying to develop, you know, Death Stranding into a bunch of different things, into different IP, you know, different like shows and different other things, but outside of the game.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have any feelings on this.
I'm not really interested in any of these little side quests. You know, like films and you know that sort of stuff. You know, if anything, it's just a game, and I don't. You know, it's not like there isn't a bunch of stories that you can't tell in that world. I mean, obviously, everybody if that is a world shaking event. You know what, you know, there's all kinds of people having different things happening, but at the same time, I'm not really personally interested in that stuff.
Yeah. Does anybody else care about this? Better why? Yeah. By the way, I got so worked up, I actually skipped a story. We got to go back to it. Yeah. But yeah, you know, Death Stranding anime, there you go. Let's talk about the other big thing that happened this week. Even though I wouldn't call it that big.
What'd they do?
Japanese State of Play.
Yeah.
By the way, Manny, I love your reaction because it was very clear you didn't know about this ahead of time. Like, hey, this very Japanese focus. I'm like, yeah, they said it's the Japanese State of Play.
All I saw was the thing. I saw the little kanji, and I'm like, huh, interesting. And then I looked at I was watching the little stream thing, and I noticed, oh, hey, that's the little cat guy that was the, you know, during the PlayStation 3 era of stuff. Okay, this looks very Japanese thing. So I don't know anything about it. So
yeah, but yeah, no, but we're gonna get into it. Yeah, because yeah, the day before this aired, you know, they did the typical tweet. Hey, we're gonna have a Japanese focused State of Play tomorrow. Stay tuned. You know, the usual stuff. So now we're gonna go through it. So I checked two different websites. So this is the more or less the correct running order. So we're gonna go through it like we always do. The first game that we got here is Dragon Quest VII Reimagined, Remastered. By the way, Kotaku, you just named this thing two different names. It's called Remastered. What I really like about this game, and I may or may not have something extra to share soon, throwing that out there, they actually scanned real dolls that they made. They made dolls and they scanned them and they put them in the game. So the game kind of has puppets, this like puppety look. It looks really cool. So that's going to be dropping February 5th. I'm already there.
I noticed that it feels like, because this is Dragon Quest, Dragon Quest 7.
Yeah.
It feels like like it's getting people prepared for a Dragon Quest 8.
It could be. Yeah. A remake of that, right?
Because there are a lot, like, listening to the music and listening to all this stuff, it feels like it's like, okay, here we go. This is what we're going to do to, you know, get everybody. So if they do a Dragon Quest VIII, it'll probably feel, because it has all the stuff. The music is all like live orchestra. It feels like just like all of that sort of stuff just for Dragon Quest VII. Dragon Quest VII, if you guys don't remember it, like, it was very, you know, it was pixel art. In fact, that was why the jump to 8 was such a big deal.
Yeah. Even at the time when 7 came out, people said it looked dated because we had already jumped over, you know. And one of the criticisms of the original game was like, it was like overly long. It was like super crazy long. They said they've kind of streamlined some things, but it's still the core experience. They've been going crazy with Dragon Quest. We already got 3 remakes in the span of 2 years. You know, we had 3, 2, and 1 in that order, you know, because the third one is a prequel. And then we're going to get this. And yeah, I think it's just a matter of time until 8 drops. So if you're listening, Riku, I'm sorry. I'm going to be playing these instead of Trails in the Sky. So, you know, because I Trails in the Sky. Yeah, because one of the things that really bothers Riku is like that people would rather play Dragon Quest, Final Fantasy, and Persona over Trails. But listen, man, those franchises have been grandfathered in, man.
Here's the thing. The thing about I think what disappoints Riku about is that Trails has been around possibly longer than Dragon Quest.
No, it's not. It has not been around. No, it's not.
Those original, those are those original games were made for Japanese PCs.
Yeah, remember I believe the original Trails game came out in like 2004. Dragon Quest came out in 1987. You know,
aren't those? No, I'm talking. I think those games are a lot older than that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the because remember Riku for him calling, it starts you know in that. I know you're talking about the larger Legend of Heroes games, but to Riku it starts with Trails in the Sky. You know, and that was in 2004, 2005. And obviously Dragon Quest came out 20 years before that, you know. But, you know, Dragon Quest, I would say it's only really now finally catching on in the West. Like Dragon Quest 11 did a lot for this franchise, you know. And Dragon Quest 8 also did as well. Then he fucked up putting the next two games on DS and shit. Although they sold well too. This is Dragon Quest. They have to... It's not, by the way, there's like this myth that in Japan they have to, you know, basically they outlawed releasing this game during the week because people just not go to work. That's not real, but the government did kind of suggested, hey, release those games on the weekend, please. You know, that's what happened. They just suggested it because it's an institution there. Anyway, getting back to it, by the way, they showed a lot of indie games in this. And I may not be able to pronounce some of these titles. this next one is called Inconbini. It's like a cooking game, whatever. Mm-hmm. Another one is called Coffee Talk Tokyo. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
My daughter likes those. It's just in a coffee shop, and there's just pop-up dialogue.
Pretty much.
And you make different coffees to get them to say different things. My daughter likes those.
Okay, so she may like this then.
Yeah.
We have a horror game here called Broken Lore. There's like two of these, apparently. Unfollow and Broken Ascend. I've never heard of these, so it's Japanese only. So there you go. Next, we got another horror game, Fatal Frame 2. That's a remake, which is interesting.
That was the one that was for the Wii, wasn't it,
Chris? I have no idea. I don't know if Chris knows either.
Fatal Frame 2? Yeah, that was the controversial one where Bandai was pointing fingers at Nintendo, and then at the time we're pointing fingers at them because the game didn't fit on the storage. I don't know whose fault it was, but the game didn't come over here. And they had it, and Nintendo had it only came out in Japan.
Yeah.
A lot of people are not happy about that.
Japan! Remember Street Fighter? You know? Yeah. Every time I think about Japan, I think about that.
I heard Japan's a real place.
It is, man. It's a real place in your heart.
It's that Wakanda, right? That's another one. That's like near the South Bronx.
Yeah, Latveria, you know, Doctor Doom. All right, next up, we got this one's for Riku, a dinosaur. I'm gonna say the Riku, the way Riku's at Dinosaur Warriors.
Dinosaur Warriors.
it's a DLC, you know. So if you're into that, there you go. Okay. Gran Turismo 7, I believe this is DLC. The fuck is this? It's gonna add new racing modes, whatever.
They've done a really significant upgrade to the Gran Turismo, especially for PlayStation Plus. Pro.
Yeah. I like how it says here, rapid fire announcements. So I'll just read this. Next up, we saw a few smaller games like Motion Rec, a sci-fi puzzle platformer, Wandering Sword, an HD 2D RPG set in ancient China. I'm curious if Riku would be into that. The PS4 and PS5 release of No Sleep for Kadame Date.
Brooklyn!
I'm not saying the rest of this shit. And Tokyo Extreme Racer. Tokyo Extreme Racer is back, people.
It's back, baby, yo.
That's pretty interesting. What's going on? Blitz says GT7 is the number one reason I missed my PS5. Probably only reason, to be honest. Yeah, I think he sold his PS5 because he wasn't happy with it. You know, I don't blame him.
Fuck this shit.
Yeah. Oh, somebody left. They weren't happy with this segment. I think it was like, Carlos. Carlos actually wasn't feeling too well, so makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he needs a nap.
He went to fucking Minnesota. It was like 20 degrees, and he got a fucking cold.
Oh, shit. Why? You ever notice that Carlos, whenever he goes on a trip, he gets sick?
Yeah, I noticed that. Very interesting.
The exposure to
different. I know he's had. I know he's getting a different location, but man, he's the traveler, yo, man. He got to bump up all of his
take that vitamin D, motherfucker. Drink that orange juice,
yeah, man.
You got to bring that Theraflu.
That's it, yeah, you man. Know.
I mean, I might be getting sick because it's come Saturday.
I've been sick.
There you go. You've been sick.
I'm here.
It's crazy. Adam, I had last week off. Half of it, I was fucking sick. You know, ain't that something?
You never get sick.
That's what I'm saying.
No, this is it. Yeah.
Hey, listen, in my defense, though, the last time I was sick was April of last year. So it still takes me a while, you know? And here's the thing. Yeah. I was the kind of sick where I'm like, I feel a little odd because I was still fine. I checked my temperature, it's like 100. I'm like, oh shit, I guess I am sick. I was still doing my thing, you know?
Yeah.
So your boy still got it, man. Okay, so next up we got Bandai Namco DLC. I don't care. Pac-Man shit. Monster Hunter Wild. So we're getting some more stuff. Maybe we'll go back. We'll see what happens. Free title update 4.
Yeah, I mean, what's up? I jumped on the Halloween thing that they did not long ago.
Was so it fun?
It was fun. And that's then good. It was fun. That's but, you know, there was nobody else there with me, man. Everybody
you should have told
like,
me, motherfucker.
Man,
I would have joined you. I would have joined you. You didn't say nothing, you know? Don't play victim. You didn't say shit. I would have joined you. all right. Sonic Racing DLC, whatever. Never Grave the Witch and the Curse. I don't know what that is.
Knights is in the Sonic game, in the Sonic Racing.
Oh, that's cool. Now. Oh, actually, Manny, this is this witch game is that one that looked like Hollow Knight to me. Remember, I was like, is this a Silk Song like? Oh man, so there you go. There's a Blaze Blue game here, but it's not a fighting game, which is interesting.
It's a third person action game.
Yeah, so kind of interesting, but the same cool, you know, visuals. Here we go. More rapid fire. Yeah. More rapid fire games. So I'll read this next. Kotaku, there's only one T in next. Next, we got another series of bite sized looks at some smaller games. First up is twin stick shooter / platformer, Damon and Baby. Speaking about, what's his face from Guilty Gear? That's his game right there. Why am I forgetting the motherfucker's name? Daisuke. Oh. Yeah. Daisuke Ishiwahara, I believe. Followed by a new Prinny infested action game. I don't know what the fuck. Oh, it's a Disgaea, whatever.
It's Disgaea, yeah.
Yeah, it's this guy over here. Fate Trigger, a fast paced hero shooter. Oh, who cares? Next up, we got Octopath Traveler.
Anime Girls with Guns.
Zero.
That's what that is.
Yeah, that is that. Yeah. I guess a prequel because it's Zero. I like the Octopath games. I just haven't played enough of them. I gotta go back. It's good stuff. Next up, we got Marvel Capcom. As the announcer says it. So yes, we're gonna get another beta happening in December, from December 5th to 7th. And unlike the last beta, it's gonna be available the entire time, because basically the last beta you could only play during certain specific times of the day. And since it was like Japanese time, like I only had like a small brief window in the morning where I could play, which was not good. But this time it's gonna be open, and they're gonna let you play as Spider-Man and Ghost Rider. No, it is not Danny Ketch, my favorite Ghost Rider. It is Reyes as the Ghost Rider. The Ghost Driver.
Ravi Reyes.
Yeah.
Ravi Reyes. Yes,
the Ghost
exactly.
Driver. I'm down. I love the first beta. I did a write-up on it over on Tom Scott. I also gave you guys a preview here. So stay tuned for that. And then
they got a new level. And they got
The Savage Land. Got the X-Mansion. The Savage Land.
Which game is this?
Marvel Tokon, the fighting game.
Oh, it didn't come out yet, though.
No, it's the beta. It's a beta.
Oh, okay.
It's a beta.
Yeah, this is the fighting game, not the beat 'em up. You know, very distinct things here. And then the last thing, which I don't care about because I didn't like it, is a DLC for Night Rain, Elden Ring. I didn't like Night Rain, so... And I don't think anybody on the panel did either, so we won't be going back to
not
that.
Even Brett.
Not even Brett. You know, I'm still disappointed. Brett wasn't on tonight, man.
He gave it the benefit play.
I played it too.
I mean,
Chris didn't like it either. You know. By the way, I will say I did call Brett to tell him the news about the Steam Machine. He is very excited. You know, because that's something he's been waiting for too. All right, and this last story, was for Brett, but Miss will bring it up, even though I personally don't give a shit. I never played these games. So our friend Mr. Todd Howard says that we're still years away from the Elder Scrolls 6.
okay, we knew that.
Yeah, but think about it like this, right? More time I'm going to say this very carefully because it's a little weird. More time has passed since the release of the Elder Scrolls 6 trailer and now than the time has passed between Elder Scrolls 5 and that same trailer. That is crazy. That's wild, dude. So yeah, if you're an Elder Scrolls fan, you're going to have to keep on waiting. This trailer was announced in 2018, bro. And we're still years away.
Has it been longer? I love the reactions to it. Even the Empire State Building Twitter account got into it. It was like it took a shorter time to build the Empire State Building to make this game.
Actually, because remember, who's doing it in first person? They said it only took them a year to build me. So to make it simple, 5 years passed between the release of Skyrim and this trailer. And 7 years have passed now since the release of this trailer. Absolutely insane, man.
Are they actually working?
They are now. They're finally, because they released, you know, what the fuck was the last game? Starfield, right? Wasn't it? So now they're fully focused on this. So it's going to take them a while.
Okay. See, it's different. It's not like they've been in development that long.
We've seen
games like that Skull and Bones, 10 years or whatever, in active development and falling apart constantly.
But it's crazy, that they've just now gotten into like full development, but they announced it 7 years ago. It's like,
well, that's what they also said that too, because like at the time they're like, oh yeah, that's the problem with making one of those announcements. Like that was done during the time like E3 was a thing. That's how long.
Yes, ago it's been. That's where that trailer's from, Manny, from E3. But again,
E3 hasn't been a thing in 5 years or no, 6 years now.
Well, I mean, yeah, the last E3 was 2019, I believe, right before the COVID.
So it's six years.
I mean, E3 officially, quote unquote, officially died last year. But yeah, there hasn't been an E3 since 2019. You know, a real one.
Yeah.
Fuck. Now we got the summer game awards or whatever the fuck they're called. All right, man. We are done here. Another good episode. So let's start wrapping things up here. Adam, what's going on your end?
Whole lot of stuff, man. Just so we got three shows dropping on Sunday. We got Landman season 1. We got Tulsa King episode 9 to season 3. Mayor of Kingstown season 4 episode 4. Jesus. I think episode 4. It's all Taylor Sheridan shows. All also Paramount shows, which is crazy. They are all releasing the same day on Sunday. And it's just a lot. The banger shows been covering that and the scramble to get some stuff done. Also recorded 2 episodes of Spartacus of Azure, which airs in December something. But
has nothing to do with the Spartacus Blood and Sam series.
It does.
Really? So did they get Homeboy back?
No, I can't spoil it. Don't want to spoil it because but it's an alternate take. And they tell you that they open up and say, what if this didn't happen?
It's a what if
thing. And then so it continues on, but a lot of the characters, and they do point to what happened. Because it's like basically, and it's not a spoiler in the synopsis, what if Spartacus died and Azure won? He didn't die. And then that's it. That's the whole story. Everything switches off and he takes over the house for the gladiator trainings or gets involved and all kinds. Really cool. So they dropped 2 episodes December 5th. We already got that one canned, but we're going to be covering that. Yeah, so a lot of stuff. And then, of course, we got Fallout that's coming. You know, and we're getting hyped for that. That's toward the end of December. But for now, right now we got Tulsa King, Mayor Kingstown, Landman with Billy Bob Thornton and Demi Moore. That's fantastic. Oh, I love that you just covered that. And, if you're into those shows, check out TV Terminal on YouTube or also over on the Coalition. We got that. And then we got games. That's the other check.
Video games.
Call of Duty. It's it. Rich and I and, I don't know, going to grab 2 other people and do that campaign call up. It's got 4-player campaign co-op. Nice. We are so excited. Rich and I, we were crying on the phone earlier. We're like, it's happening. He's like, I know it's happening. I'm like, yo, did you see the email? He says, I know, bitch, I sent you. I told you, look at the email. I was like, you're right. You were the one that told me this shit. I was so excited. Christmas comes early. unless it sucks. I mean, I like all these campaign co-ops, you know, Division, all that stuff. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Playing with your buddies, seeing a crazy cutscene on it, just running through it. It's that multiplayer is fun and all, but after a while, you get tired of the getting all the numbers pop up and just getting more skins for your damn gun. You want to just have that experience, and that's what the campaign does. So looking forward to that, more gaming, and then I'm for that. And,
right. And Rich was coming up on the Coalition this weekend.
Yeah, so as Adam already mentioned, Call of Duty, I will also have some things to say about the game as well. There's quite a bit of things I've been working on for the Coalition Gaming, because there's a couple of games coming out, still coming out this year, that I will be talking about. And stay tuned for that. And the other thing I will mention is myself, Gary, and Dana, we have been covering Power Force, which returned last week. We've gotten a pretty good response from the audience that likes the Power show. So, yeah.
Which number spinoff is this from Power now? Is it catching up to The Walking Dead with the amount of spinoff?
Oh, yeah. This is the third one, and they have two more that are currently in development. That's so, yeah, it's a lot going on. It's a lot of power.
So, which is the spinoff where they have superpowers?
None.
No actual.
You sure? Because I remember there was once this PlayStation show, you know, that was called
Power. Oh yeah, there you go.
Based on an independent comic book.
Yeah, Brian Michael Bendis.
Yeah, at some point I will have to watch that show, but yeah,
I heard it's not good. Don't worry about it. Read the comics. Don't watch that trash show.
Oh, before I forget, only because you brought this up with the comics, Southern Bastards. If anyone knows that comic, that's coming too.
I know of it. That's about it. Oh,
it's good. That's a brutal show. So
that's an Image comic too, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It was.
Rich, anything else?
Oh no. So yeah, the Power episode actually goes live at within the next hour. So if you want to hear what we have to say about that latest episode, check it out. But yeah, it's been a fun podcast to record. The show is still very interesting, so we'll see where everything goes. But stay tuned for everyone that actually listens on the gaming side. There is a ton of things I've been working on. I just haven't posted anything, but yes, you're going to about to see a lot of stuff coming, so stay tuned.
We got another thing coming.
Yeah, I guess I'll plug something real quick because I can't talk about it now. But yes, as I tweeted out before, I got to play Metroid Prime 4. My preview for that will be up tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern. So if you have any questions, Dumeke, I'm looking at you, bro. You know, start sending those questions in, man. I can't say any more. I just said I played the game, and that was that. And by the way, ironically enough, that day when I went to go play the game, it was my week off, and that was the day where I felt the worst. I guess doing that bit of exercise kind of fucked me up a little bit. Like, that's when I came home. I was like, yeah, I feel weird, but I'm not tired. Something's up, you know. But it must have been I must have caught something at some show I did the week before that, you know. So hopefully I didn't infect anybody at Nintendo, you know, when I went to that event. So yeah, stay tuned for that. And then next week on Throwdown, I will also give you a preview of another game that I played that I cannot tell you about, but I'll give you a clue. We did talk about it on this podcast. That's all I'm going to say. We did talk about it on this podcast, you know, so.
Yo, man, you're going to make Reggie crazy now.
Yeah, like, what game is it? What's that hat? Listen. Only clue I'll give you is it was a game that was showcased during the State of Play, but that's all I'm going to say. So I'll be able to talk about that on Thursday. Thank you for that, because it's like, I can't talk about the fucking Metroid because the embargo is on Friday, you know? But we'll, you know, if Blitz asks us questions, we'll talk about it, you know? I feel there's something else I wanted to mention, but I'm forgetting it now. Yeah, crazy time. Steam Machine, give it to me. That's all I want. Give me that shit right now into my veins, Adam, you know?
Future, I'm telling you.
I can't wait. I'm hyped. I'm genuinely fucking hyped.
But like Michael Jackson, yeah, this is it.
All right, man, so be sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube. Hit the like button, comment, all that good stuff. Right, Adam? You know, do all that interactions.
Click the hype button.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that was the thing. Click it. Click on everything.
Yeah, click on all of it.
Hey, you even click on the dislike button. I don't care. Just interact. Don't click on unsubscribe, though. No, keep that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and obviously join the Discord. Shout out to all the Discord fans. You know, you guys are always – you guys had a lot of funny things to say when the Steam Machine announced. I'll say that. You know, mostly shitting on Xbox. You know how that goes. Xbox, you got to be worried. And, of course, you can find us on your favorite podcast app. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Take care, everyone.
Oh, Carlos isn't here. Adam Vail.
Happy weekend, don't forget.
Oh, shit's coming.
Pew, 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 pew.
Call of Duty. Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
And of course, Mr. Brian Manjoma.
Honest question, why is the new Ratchet & Clank game a PvP arena shooter?
Wait, what?
Can a Russian attack PvP?
Yeah, the mobile one.
Oh, it's a mobile game. No wonder I bothered. No, I don't know.
No, but then it's a PvP arena shooter because that makes sense, right?
Wait, what? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Russian attacks, there was a side scroller where you stab dogs and
yeah, but a PvP... Royale? Yeah, I don't know. That's fucking weird.
Oh, man, I almost forgot. Call of Duty is getting another TV show by Taylor Sheridan, the same one that I just said that makes all those other shows I'm covering, and it's going to be on Paramount. So there you go.
Is Taylor Sheridan a man or a woman?
A man.
Okay.
He's the guy who made Yellowstone and all the other ones.
Oh, okay.
That billion-dollar deal from NBC, so he's going to be leaving to go create all this other verse show. Yeah, he's a machine. He just spits out these crazy ideas, man.
Well, good for him, man. You know? Yeah. All right, guys. So we'll see you on Sunday. Start getting questions in later.
Later.